Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Go out to the hotline, joined right now, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport checks in on the Fan Morning Show. Ian, good morning. How is everything with you?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're kind of in a holding pattern, and we got hockey starting up, we got baseball, and then football. Is football going to go on time? What are your thoughts in terms of the regular season? Do you think that they'll kick on time?
Yeah, I mean, it really feels like they will kick on time, and you know, obviously there's a million questions, and you know, the NFL and the NFLPA are still working out things, even as rookies are currently in camp now, beginning the process of getting tested and then waiting 2 days and getting tested again, then getting physicals and uniforms and doing some strength and conditioning and all those things. The NFL and the NFLPA are kind of continuing to work. But from everything I can gather, you know, it's going forward. I mean, there's confidence that the two sides will get an agreement done on the work rules and how camp will be. And then it might be a little while until they figure out the money, which is basically how the salary cap in 2021 is going to adjust, what the opt-out is going to look like, you know, those sorts of things. But one thing the NFL has done, even amid this incredible uncertainty, is it has pushed forward. I mean, free agency was different and weird, but it happened. The draft was different and weird and pretty endearing, but that also happened. OTAs and minicamps didn't, but they did kind of exist virtually. And then it feels like the season's going to start. I mean, that's, you know, when all this is over, absent some sort of, you know, revenge tactic by the coronavirus, this all might end up okay, especially because the precautions that the NFL and the NFLPA have in place are very, very, very stringent.
Well, and the one thing the league has always done well, we talked about this leading up to the draft with you, Ian, is they always hold their contingency plans in their back pocket until they absolutely have to reveal what they are. But given that, we know that until the testing positive percentage drops below 5%, they'll go to every other day testing.
Yeah.
What do you think the contingency plan is if it doesn't drop below 5% and they're dealing with a steady stream of positive tests even after a couple of weeks into camp?
I mean, I think if that's the case, then you have to figure out, you know, how is this possible? Because, you know, if players are, look, there's going to be no preseason games. I think we know that. There's going to be some reporters there, but not like usual. There's not going to be fans. So as one GM put it to me a couple of days ago, it's basically going to be 32 separate pods, 32, you know, little bubbles. So if no one's going out and partying or no one's seeing people who are outside the bubble, there should be no big rash of new cases, right? Like if everyone's being tested every single day and everyone's kind of staying in their bubble, that shouldn't happen. If it does happen, then you figure out what behavior is leading to that. But the way this is designed, you know, 3 weeks worth of camp, there should be not very many cases at all.
Ian Rappaport joining us here, Fan Morning Show. We've already had our governor say that they're not going to allow fans in Philadelphia. Are we going to see an a la carte system where we're going to have fans in this place, none in this place, half in this place, a quarter in this place? Is that just how it's going to work in local jurisdictions?
Yeah, that is how it's going to work. You know, the NFL spends so much time trying to make sure everything is equitable and making sure that, you know, everyone has the same rules as it can, right? Like last year, the Chargers didn't have the same stadium situation as everyone else, but, you know, that was the best they could do. And they basically played 16 away games and this year they have a new stadium, you know, albeit with no fans, limited fans in there, but still, you know, so the NFL tries to keep it equal as much as it can, unless it has no other option. And it does seem like that's going to be the case with fans. The other thing is, like, I'm really not sure that having, you know, 12,000 fans in a stadium actually gives anyone an unfair advantage. Like, there's going to be crowd, fake crowd noise anyway. So how does having, you know, kind of fans sparsely spread out among a stadium, you know, I'm not sure that actually helps anyone that much.
NFL insider Ian Rappaport of NFL Network with us here on the Fan Morning Show. We actually just went back and forth about that for a couple of minutes before you jumped on, Ian. What's your position on what do you think the game broadcast will look like this year? Will we get, like Fox just announced for their baseball broadcast, virtual fans in the stands if there's nobody allowed in? And will they be piping the crowd noise actually in through the stadium speakers like we've seen in some ballparks this summer? Or will it simply be for the broadcast? What do you expect from the game presentation itself?
I do believe there's going to be something in stadium where they're going to have to try to make it sound somewhat normal, you know, because the world is not normal, right? Like, we're way past thinking that anything is normal. I think about this for myself as far as the different, like, schedules that could happen. Like, first of all, training camp is going to be a little different. I'm, you know, not going to be traveling as much, if at all. Okay, that throws off my schedule. And then what if the season is delayed? At this point, I really don't care. It's all weird. It's all different. We all have to get used to it. And I would say the same thing about stadium noise. Like, just let's just pretend it's as normal as possible. Let's just try to use whatever artificial means you can and make it feel normal. So, like, you want to use artificial fans so when I glance up at the TV, it feels like it always does? Cool. I'm for that. Fake noise on TV? Great. Make it feel normal. In the stadium? Sure. Like, what baseball has been using, I guess, is sort of like a white noise hum, great. I'm all for that. Anything to help me pretend that this world is like it used to be, I am all in on.
You see these pictures of Ben Roethlisberger this morning. He's built like Kevin Durant now. It's amazing. he's all skinny and lean. What have you heard about his rehab and him coming back? In, it seems like he's A-OK and he's going to be ready.
I will say I've heard a lot about how well he's doing. Like, I remember hearing in, oh God, when was it? Maybe like April, that he was like firing the ball and they had to hold him back because he was doing so well. And maybe I sort of like didn't give this as much attention as I should have, but I guess he's been in pain for a while. So the fact that he's not in pain with his elbow now, he feels amazing. And then I started hearing that, you know, he was in really good shape, and he's sort of like, at this point, I mean, everyone's always in really good shape before August, right? Like, so you're kind of like, all right, that's what everyone says. I think Ben might actually, and this is sometimes what happens with players when they throw themselves into rehab and all they have to do is just get themselves physically ready. Sometimes they come back stronger because it's like a hyper focus on everything that's wrong. So you take care of everything else. That seems to be the case with Ben. I really do feel like this is going to be a, you know, absent injury, I feel like this is going to be a big sort of bounce back year for him. He's always been a weird freakish athlete. The fact that he is in shape and looks really good now, probably is a pretty good sign.
No, he dunk a basketball any way you ask him to go. I mean, he really is. You're right about that. He is a freakish natural athlete.
And that's just why, to me, when that story came out about, like, how he, you know, throws a ball and then drinks a beer, I'm like, that's not true. It's just, it's like, yes, he was a little rounder than you would like, but he is an amazing athlete, and I'm way past judging him off what he looks like. Now the fact that he's looking a little skinnier, I'm like, all right, maybe he's in pretty good shape now.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, as always, great stuff. We'll talk again soon, Ian.
All right, look forward to it, man. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right. Chris, I'm fired up now. I'm telling you, Ben looks like Tayshaun Prince. Like, he's so skinny now. He's just going to just pick defenses apart. He's going to stand back. He looks like, who's that guy they signed? Zach Mettenberger or whatever. Remember him?
Yes, I remember Mettenberger. I'm going to steal Ian's phraseology there. A little bit rounder than he wanted to be. Anytime anybody has a complaint or I steal an extra slice of pizza, and somebody's got, I'm going to say, you know what, I might be a little bit rounder than I want to be, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Ben is looking svelte, though. Man, is he looking good. I'm so ready for football season. Baseball season first. Obviously, hockey playoffs, there's a lot going on, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.